Choose a night and a day to tell you later, but you'll see more.
Right, good evening. We have a Shaila. Many of us, Motzei Shabbos, want to have Malevah Malka. Some people, for the menu of Malevah Malka, they want to take the challah, the leftover challah that they have for the day meal, Friday night meal sometimes. You've got leftover challah. You have leftover challah. They want to take the challah and use the opportunity to use it, to slice it up, cut it up, and put cheese on it. Put it in a domo, or put it in a cheese toast, or put it in a microwave. And the simple shayla is, can you take challah, which was heated, on top of a chowan pot? Don't forget, some people, you may have seen it, it's actually quite common, they'll take a challah, they'll place it on top of a chowan pot, on Shabbos, before Shabbos, no nafka mina, maybe wrap it up, not wrap it up, and it's had sort of pretty much direct contact with a pot of chowan, not inside the chowan, but on top of the lid. And here the question is there any issue with using that very same challah, which you know is a certain geschmack to bite into a warm challah, but the warm challah, how did it become warm? It became warm from the heat coming from the chowan pot. Is there any issue with taking the leftover challah, which was heated from chowan pot, and using it, put cheese on it? Again, we tried to stay away from basar v'chalav. Okay, and anything which has got bleias of basar v'chalav, you can't even take a pot which was used for schnitzel and use it for cheese. Why not? Because we're choshes for basar v'chalav, you got bleias of it. So the question is, is there any bleias, zeya, recha, all this thing that you hear, is there any issue with this heat going into the challah and then using the challah for cheese? But you have to realize,
why not?
Why should he be able to? Very good. So the reason why he should be able to, well, first start, if a person covers it with a silver foil, that seems to be okay. Yeah. Some require a few silver foils, but then you're going to have a problem with that smaller. But if you have one layer, that should be okay. The potential issue is that the steam of the cholent is going to go through the lid, and obviously not through the lid, but through the cracks of the lid, the side, and it makes its way into the challah, and thereby warms up the challah. So there is a potential issue of it's called zeya, it's called the steam. The steam, Shachnosvi speaks about in the first and Sadi Beis Yiches, that steam has got the power of the food itself. And if the steam is coming from basar, the steam which is injected into the challah would now become tam basar. It's considered tam basar. In Sadi Beis Yiches, Shulchan Aruch speaks about it before, you have a machvas of cholov together with the kedera shel basar. The zeya oila v'nivla b'kedera, there's a musar called zeya. Before we go any further, we're making an enormous assumption over here. Forget about the challah being heated up from on top of the challah. Imagine you don't heat it up at all, or you heat it up and put it on top of your urn. The very fact that this challah was used for a suda shel basar, is it so posh that you can now use the leftover of the challah for cholov? In Shulchan Aruch states in Peites Siv Dalet, Shulchan Aruch says that if you have Misha ochal gevina, if you eat cheese, and you want to change over to basar, ready to lechel basar, you now want to change over, yeah, you've finished with gevina, you want to have basar, you want to have a bit of schnitzel. Sorech leva'ir me'al ha'shulchan shiuri pas. You have to get rid of all the bread that you ate, sha'ochle my gevina, because we're scared that maybe the pas received, maybe you touched the pas with your gevina hands. And the Shulchan Aruch says fakeh as well, that's why Shavuos, you'll find some people have a minik. That's why we have one of the reasons why the Ramah brings that you have a cholov is because zeichel shtei alechem, so that a person should be forced to bring two breads. That's exactly why we have cholov, so that you'll need to have another bread when it comes to have the basar. That's a shtei mefurish in Ramah in Tav Sadi Dalet. So it's quite mefurish that you can't use a bread which was used for basar. Even if it wasn't heated on the basar, it was just used together in the same meal, you can't use, Shulchan Aruch says, you can't use it for challah. So what are we discussing? Why am I wasting your time here?
It's in half pieces of fish,
yeah. Close. Rav Moshe Feinstein's got a shiur on this. Rav Moshe Feinstein discusses this shayla itself. not the cholent shayla. Leaving aside cholent, the very fact that the challah was eaten in a sudden Shabbos, can you now use it for matzah Shabbos to put cheese on it? And on that, Ramosha's matter, and he says that this whole sif in Shulchan Aruch is talking about a slice of bread. You have a slice of bread for your meal. You have it next to your plate. On that, the Shulchan Aruch said, don't use it with gvina afterwards. But if you have this big center, you got a challah in the center on the challah board, and you only use half of it, the other half. Ramosha Feinstein's Meikel. Now everyone gets very, very technical, practical. If you have one slice, so if you have slices cut around all over the, and it's all over the table, Eshataka, there should be a chumrah, not to use it for Matzah Shabbos. I think that's halacha number one. If you have a slice of bread which is cut and it wasn't used, it's lying around, it's just lying around, Dos Kenzain, the Pasha Shulchan Aruch, Ramosha's Kula was to say that if it's confined to the center of the table and it's not falost, Ramosha, and you're happy with that, Ramosha says it's a chiddush, it's also a chiddush, Ramosha's Mati. Yeah, you can't forget what my American Chavrusa used to say, any suffix you had in Halacha is always Mekel, because it could be it's okay, it could be it's not, and even Al Atzad is not okay, Kenzain Ramosha was Mekel. So he's got a Svek Sveka. That was the Americanish cook from the Halacha. See, you've got Ramosha Feinstein, was a statement before a chiddush atzum, all the Achrenim, all the Heinzigers bring down this Ramosha on this sif, in Peitas Sif Dalet, that the Shulchan Aruch is limited to if it's a random slice that you have, Mishachol Givina, you have next to you, so then we're choshesh, but if it's in the center, it's confined to the center, then Ramosha is matir. So halacha number one. So yeah. That's Lo Matzino, such a chashash, you don't find such a thing. It's, you're right, sometimes you find chamir sakantam yisura misacheni, sometimes you don't find bliyas, you're not choshesh for. It's not unpredictable how you equate the two, basam v'cholam and basam dogim, you don't find the same thing. So we've established that if you have a random slice on the table and it's right next to the plates, that taka, there's a maila, more than a maila, pasha shulchan aruch, is to avoid using it for the challah. Our shaila is, fine, so you're taking a slice from the middle center of the table, you've got ramosha and you're shtak, you're very, very confident. It's not, you haven't got people splashing challah all over the place. You're quite confident, ramosha also red zois, you're confident that it's clean, there's nothing wrong with it. So then ramosha says, go ahead and use it for challah. My shaila is, when this challah was heated up on top of a tafshil shel basar, which is your challah, is that okay? Well, we just established very clearly that if it's covered with a silver foil, that's going to be okay. Because the halacha, the Ramah statement for it, been negated to the halachas of Zeah, that once it's covered, the Zeah doesn't go through. So if you don't cover it at all, and you put a challah on top of the pot, the person will not be happy with it, because although it's got a lid on, the challah's got a lid, then the steam can easily get through, sometimes it bubbles a bit, and it's got a hole a lot of times. Firstly, it's got a small hole to allow the little steam to go through. And even if you haven't got that at the side, it's a bit dodgy to rely on that itself. Although Me'ikadin, it could get away with it, the Bach says Mufurish over there. But the mainstream is to go with that. If you want to use it for Matzah Shabbos, for something which is cheese, and use it for cheese toast, you'll have to make sure that it's taka covered with silver foil. Here you can slip up into a very interesting halacha called hatmona. If a person gets very, very carried away with covering it and does a double cover because he's scared, well, hang on a second, the double cover could involve a shayla of hatmona. And even if you do it before Shabbos, and you take the challah and you wrap it around twice before Shabbos, that is going to be an issue of hatmona. One kula you do have is that one cover is always okay. One cover, shtei mefurish, in Ration on Zion, Sif Ches, Shulchan Aruch is matter to have one cover, because a person's particular usually for things to go on top of it, so one cover is okay. Rabbi Falk's got a big kula, Rabbi Falk's writes in Machzaliol, that if you take one long piece of silver foil, and you fold it, and then you use that folded one to cover it once, to cover the challah once, even though it's a double fold because he initially folded it, that's still called one cover. That's what he writes. He's got a big kula over there. It's an interesting kula. But amazing, that's usually with Erev Klal, on Erev Shabbos, when you've got a
chala. You're going to cool anything.
Yeah, anything. So you take a long silver foil, and if you fold it, and even twice, and you cover it now that you've got the final folded silver foil, and then you cover it once, that's still called once. It's a big kula, which Rav Falk was okay with. And what's interesting is that I find that it's quite common to slip up in the hatmona when it comes to Suda Shlishis. Typically, Friday night, it's a big challah, you take silver foil, everyone's kagging over the silver foils, dochala amani silver foil. So you make sure it's only covered once, or one and a half times round. When it comes to Suda Shlishis, sometimes you're left with a little, small amount of challah, and you take the big piece of silver foil, and you're wrapping it twice. and then you put it on top of the slow cooker, on top of the, who knows where, on top of a urn to heat it up. In lechat mona godom is there, because you've wrapped it around twice. Again, it doesn't have to happen every week, but if you're not aware of it, it can happen once. And the halacha is about mona. We know that's so chomel that even also b'di'evet even b'shoigug, it's a very chomeliger thing. Hatmona is very shtark as a. So that's been a gear to, I think, the clarity over here. Number one, we've established that, yes, there's an issa to take a slice of bread, which was used within your meal, to use it for cholov would be a problem, because Shulchan Aruch says is a problem. You'd have to make sure that it's from the center, it's confined, then you've got the heter to use it for cholov. And besides for that, if it's been heated on top of a cholent pot, on top of something which is basar, you'll have to make sure it has a cover besides for the lid. They're not happy with the lid, and therefore you'll have to make sure that it's got a piece of silver foil, but don't cover it twice, because you fall into the shaila of hatmona. I want to mention the shaila, very, very interesting. There was a semgal, ex-semgal, that was helping a lot of ex-semgals. They help out for a kiddush on Shabbos morning. One of the chesses, a chasodim that goes on, that they go around to a kiddush and they help prepare a kiddush. And a Semgal, there was she noticed that her friend wanted to spread cream or whip cream style on a cake. Obviously not to write words on Shabbos Kodesh, not to write the Mazel Tov, a Chazal Shalom, not to write, but in the shape of a border, or shape of just shapes. With shapes, bread, some shouldn't really be an issue if a person takes chocolate bread and just, if a person takes, I don't know, a liquid and just goes like this, there's no real issa of kosev. You're not doing anything which resembles kosev at all, or a picture. It's just a little shape, just a little border. It shouldn't really be an issue of, of kosev. That doesn't exist. But how do you spread the cream to go around and make a nice border on the cake? So, if you have a piping bag, fine. You take a piping bag, you put the cream inside, and you squeeze, it's got a hole, fine. She didn't have a piping bag, she got hold of a snack bag. You put the cream in a snack bag, simple snack bag, very cheap ones, and she gets hold of a knife and cuts the bottom, the corner, you know, when it's already the corner, you cut that a little bit, you've made the hole, and now you've got your own personalized, cheap, rubbish piping bag that you've made out of nothing, out of a snack bag, and she goes like this. Just hang on a second, just chew over what's happened over here. This is considered a keli. You've really made a piping bag, albeit it's going to go in the bin straight after. Shulchan Aruch also speaks about taking a little splint out of a wood. And Shulchan Aruch, even makab patish, it's the rice of makab patish, even if you're going to use it once, don't know how many people use the same toothpick again and again, maybe it didn't, maybe they did, but Shulchan Aruch, there's an issa of makab patish, even if it's a small keli that you made. You don't have the heter of mustaki over here, and that l'chayda should be an issue of makab patish. But more than that, l'chayda kirea the raisa involves kirea. The halacha is if a person tears on Shabbos constructively, it's a deraisa. If you have one tissue and we need half a tissue each, and you give a tear on Shabbos, that's deraisa. The reason why it's always usually okay, because you're doing it destructively. So chachila, that's where you find that people are just tearing things on Shabbos. But when it's done in a constructive way, that goes back to being a deraisa. So you're cutting the bottom part of a snack bag in a constructive way. Yes, it's destructive when you look when it's not being used for a piping bag. But if it's for this tzorach, this is constructive, and therefore the person is saying that to cut that bit, even if you don't use scissors on Shabbos, use a knife, right? Use your teeth. That is considered korea, and you've done korea derech tikkun. So this girl who's taking a piping bag and doing a mitzvah of chesed, a grisa mitzvah chesed, also has to be aware to make sure that this piping bag is prearranged from before Shabbos. Either you've cut it before Shabbos, or you have another piping bag already. But this shaila, I must tell you, a very, very big chiddush. A chavrus of mine, he said that a fascinating case that he spoke to, he called out Rabbi Falk about this, and Rabbi Falk Taka said also, there's a bigger horror on this one. I don't know if you know, we come to the summer, the winter now, and children, babies can have a blocked nose. So typically, it's very tricky because, you know, they don't sleep well because if they've got a dummy inside, how do you clear your nose? You take a tissue and you tell them to blow out. What do? They blow in. They blow out. Yeah, they don't know how to blow out, they don't know how to clear their nose out, right? So one of the chokhmas are, you can get all various things, you can get from the different shop, but a cheap way of doing it, there's no tissues around, you can get a tissue, scratch, thank you very much, you can get a tissue, and You can twist. You take the middle part and you twist. You make a twine, a twining thing, and you make it like a figure of like a long stick twine. Twine to Shkach. Moshe's coming. I said, yeah, I'm going to take one from Moshe. Moshe Shkach, thank you very much. Moshe, brilliant. Thank you so much. Brilliant. Ah, the Shmak. Ah, Siskin and Mitzvahs. Shkach, thank you. So one of the Chochmas are, you go Azoi, and you twist it, Azoi. Yeah, I'm sorry about the details over here, but it's very important. You got Azoi, and this is acting as your rod to get into and get the Alam Metzias starting to make sure the child can sleep Friday night. Azoi Sadaf is done. Right? And the child cries, and the mother, you know, she does it properly, because the mice of the child is a big relief for the child. It's a taka big relief. The fault time is, Macharusa taka asked him, Macharusa's wife asked him, and then Macharusa double checked to make sure his taka Azoi. The fault was Ma'ura, Ken Zain, Dos Ken Zain, that is a Makura Patish. Why? Because Shachno, any zak which you make, which is constructed, which is serving a purpose, which you didn't have before, does the makom patash. Mali, if you take a hammer and you put your goggles on and you put your whole gear on and you take and make a shtender, you know, everyone speaks about makom patash when you make a chair, you know, the good old chair that you're making a chair. That, you know, the person with Yamal 100 years ago, he's in his thing and he's making a chair. Don't say it's makom patash. Who told us the makom patash? This, you've made a zach. Yes! Makom patash is that you finish it. Yeah. Here, well, your article, was a tissue.
You're a sculptor with your article.
So you've made no. This, hang on a second. For the purpose of the child, this is useless, and I can prove it. You give it to they can't do anything with it. They're nothing. Now I've got a chokhmah, which I haven't got anything else in my house besides for toothpicks, which I don't recommend using toothpicks for to take out the stuff from the nose. You've got a way. You've got a keli that you've made that you can use as a very good, friendly, child-friendly way of getting rid of the tsoyah. What's it called? The nose. An interesting horror. I think, again, whether I'm sure there's Mekilim, I'm sure. Alamekula Hovirai, I'm just trying to mention this in the Kuda. That's an interesting horror. I've seen it time and time again. It's not something that is not Motsoi. I've seen it. And maybe you need to prepare them before Shabbos if you know that is there's a thing. It's an interesting horror. Again.
It's not made.
It's too temporary. So the question is, where do you find the Makom HaPatish that temporary helps you? Moshe, if I take a pen and paper and I write down, I'm going to be back very soon, and I only need it for 5 minutes, and I'm going to put it in the bin. Is there any shadow of Kosev? Can I say it's no Kosev? No, because you wrote that you did Kosev. So it might be the Rabbon on it in Mizkayim and everything like that. Here, Rabbi Val's point was, you find cases in Shulchan Aruch, the Shafoid, you find cases in Shulchan Aruch when you get to the splinter. All these minute things that you find in Shulchan Aruch is there. So who's told us that the good old Makom HaPatish means that you take the hammer and you're sitting there with all your gear and making a shtender? Your Makom HaPatish could be something that you made Yesh Me'ayim. Nothing's been like this. Listen, Telechoch and Yosef Oedekin Fakeh, you can discuss it, have a look around. This is not Torah Min HaShemayim. I'm just mentioning it as a Leroy. Certainly when it comes to the piping bag, I think that's like a Mitchell Gobble. That Zikha, if it's not for Makom HaPatish, you've Zikha got a Shiloh Kareah. Here, I'm asking, you haven't got a Shiloh Kareah. You're not tearing anything. The whole potential shadow is Makom HaPatish. But certainly with the piping bag, I think we're comfortable enough to say that certainly Allah make Allah be right. His zikr needs to bring a right. That should be okay. The pashas is that's going to be a downright deraisa of Korea and possibly Makom HaPatish.
You're destroying the bag, isn't it?
Yeah, so the point is, over here, it's a constructive way of tearing. Again, everything. When you see someone knocking. Exactly. So, Shkreya, for listening. There's so many topics to get through. These are some of them. I brought with the lollies. I want to discuss the lolly shayla with you, the muksa shayla, Mr. Shem. Just to whet your appetite for what's coming, Mr. Shem. Thank you very much.